listening to Drunkle's Den.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Drunkle's Den Season 2. I'm your host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Chief Keefe.
What's up, Pussy Slayers?
Jesus Christ. How are we all today, ladies and gentlemen? It's Sunday, October 26, 2025. A week until Halloween, pal.
Exactly a fucking week.
A fucking week.
Who would've thunk it?
We'll get right into it today. We were Halloween shopping today, and honestly, I gotta say, repeats, fucking thrift store. You saved my
That's
ass.
Great.
It's fucking amazing.
I haven't been
amazing.
There in a long fucking time.
Like, oh, fuck no, I haven't been in there in a while either, but customer service, fucking outstanding.
Yeah.
It's all fucking old broads in there. It's fucking great. Very homey.
The grannies, yeah.
Oh, yeah, granny slayers.
And you're the granny slayer.
I am fucking far from it. the slayer of nothing. But yeah, no, we took a dive into repeats today. It was fucking mint. Very small, but fucking, that's where the heat is, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know, thrifting is special. It's good.
Thrifting's fucking great, but Value Village won't get my fucking money anymore.
Fuck that place.
Fuck you, Value Village. So, what's on the go this fucking week? Oh, it's been 2 weeks, actually.
It has been 2 weeks. Honestly, just prepping for Halloween, I guess. That's about it.
Yes. I love it.
Fucking, you know, I was thinking, do I do a slutty nurse, or do I do a slutty cop, or a slutty, like, jailbird? I'm not sure yet.
Let's hope.
Let's get back at me on that.
I fucking hope it's neither. nobody wants to see that.
The balls are hanging out of the thong.
Woo! When the balls hang out, so does the stink, buddy. You gotta fucking. Oh, that's a sickening sight.
Get some soap on that bitch.
If anybody's listening to this while they drive, fucking. If that sight made you fucking crash, we're not liable.
Well, you know. You got to see it in HD here soon. My pipe here.
Fucking pipe. Now. You, we all know that me and Chief over here are avid pipe smokers, but you recently got, well, I would say kind of recently, you got some, three new pipes from some yard sale?
I was on Facebook Marketplace, which is my favorite place to go when I'm drunk.
Lowball.
I found three pristine old fucking Irish pipes.
Peterson Pipe Company, ladies and gentlemen. They're expensive
and
fucking
haggled.
Pipes. Oh, fuck yeah. No, you lowballed the fuck out of that quaff.
Yeah, and then quaff. I got three of them, so I'm smoking one right now.
Fuck yeah, man.
My fucking black cherry.
Black cherry tobacco. Now, I'm not going to shout out who we bought that from because, well, flavored tobacco, you can't buy it on the island. So, fuck you, PEI government. We get our tobacco elsewhere.
Like the res.
No, I don't trust the fucking res. Fuck that shit.
Never actually been there.
Hey, just, we're going to do a land acknowledgement here. We are on conquered land. Drunkle's Den is sponsored by nobody, so we can say whatever the fuck we want.
We are in a garage.
That is Drunkle's Den. I don't think we've actually acknowledged what Drunkle's Den is.
Well, I would assume that people would know through osmosis from listening.
Well, fuck
but
yeah.
Maybe not. Drunk, go ahead and explain.
Drunkle's Den is my fucking beaten up shithole garage.
Well, I think Drunkle's Den is more of an idea.
That is true.
It's a brand.
Trademarked.
Yeah, exactly. Before the garage, it's just it was a concept.
Well, it started with the TikTok bullshit. I don't think I've actually fucking gone into this.
Get some origin stories. Yeah.
Oh my god, Drunkle's dropping lore. Well, it fucking started out on Snapchat doing the fucking, doing like the daily, not even the daily.
Quote of the week.
Yeah, the quote of the week. That's what it fucking was. How do you remember that? And I fucking don't.
I got a fucking awful memory.
I gotta stop drinking.
I only remember trauma.
So, like, every day. But, no, it started out with the fucking quote of the week. I was like, yeah, you fucking, you know, we'll go to TikTok. And it kind of took off on there for a little while. It was great. Dude, I had people fucking coming up to me in the bars, like, with their phones. I was like, is this fucking you? It's like, yeah, that's me.
You signed my phone?
No, dude. Literally, I swear to God, this fucking guy came up to me. He was, like, from New Brunswick or something like that. He goes, bro, I fucking watch you every fucking weekend. It's like, dude, I'm sorry, you got nothing better to fucking do.
You were on a podcast.
I was on the Waffle Stomping podcast. I could not tell you which fucking episode number it was, but I was. Yeah, buddy paid me a fucking red bill to fucking
go
on there.
You told a story about me, if I recall correctly.
Which one was that?
I think it was the drunkest you've ever been, and I was involved in that.
Yeah, oh my God.
I was probably
God.
Involved in all of them, to be honest, but I remember that one, definitely.
I fell asleep in Buddy's hammock. I passed out for an hour. I wake up to fucking piss flap over here, pissing on the goddamn tree next to me. Oh, hey there, buddy. You doing all right, pal?
You looked fucked.
I looked fucked.
You looked like a fucking mummy.
Oh, my God, man. I was so fucked up that night.
Holy fuck. It was a good night, though.
It was a great night. But yeah, no, like, that was the height of it all, the TikTok, yeah. I think.
And then where to go from there?
Well, it didn't. TikTok just got shit.
Yeah.
Just, it went to shit, and it's like, well, it's not fun anymore.
Those Chinese chemicals.
Well, Chinese fucking bullshit, and Donald fucking J. Trump trying to cancel TikTok. It's fucking gay. It's stupid.
Cancel the Dan.
So, once the TikTok fell, well, you know, let's make a fucking podcast. Let's be every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there, and we'll make a podcast.
Best
but the difference,
podcast on the island.
The difference, there you go. The difference between us and them is we're the best fucking podcast on the island. Everybody else, well, second place.
You automatically
place.
Win because there's no other fucking podcast.
Exactly. that I know of. So, yeah. Fucking right. What are we drinking tonight? We got the fucking Tim's, I see. I thought we were boycotting the fucking Timmy's.
Well, sometimes you gotta go when nothing else is fucking open.
That's fair. That is fair.
You know,
what are we drinking?
Just some good old tea. Some good old green tea. Don't want anything with caffeine in it because I'm an old fucking broad and I'll be cranky.
Fuck yeah. I got 2 bags peppermint tea going here. Fucking.
You used to call me gay for drinking tea. Now you have 2 tea bags. That makes you twice as gay as me.
Oh my God. I love the peppermint tea. It's so good. But no, I don't drink coffee anymore because my fucking gut can't handle it. I'm like, I used to be like, I'd fucking fist the goddamn anti-acids into my fucking face. Like, it's just, it was so bad. Same with like, it was the black coffee and the hard liquor. That fuck.
Oh,
me.
Especially them together.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
It's more like when you fucking, like, you drink like a full, like a shot or a couple shots and then you lay down. And it all fucking sits right there.
Yeah, it just burns. It just fucking burns. Yeah, no, I used to be taking like a Gaviscon and 2 fucking Tums like daily. It was fucked. But.
The walk can't fix.
I can't fucking walk. Look at me.
I am. Where do you think I got it from?
Fuck, man. But no, yeah, we're fucking, we're chewing the peppermint tea right now. It's not, not terrible. But it's something to drink. Something to fucking drink. But I know you went to the fucking liquor store, so this segment is what
Start her up.
We fucking like to call
Chief Keeps Brew of the Week.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round.
That's fucking right. Chief Keeps Brew of the Week. Now, what do we have today, my friend?
Got a fucking let's see here. Oh God, mango and dragon fruit sour. It's
oh my God,
beer with natural mango and dragon fruit flavors. 5%.
5%. How much you fucking pay for that?
I think like 5 or 6 clams.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
For one fucking beer.
It is a tall boy, though.
Yeah. Oh fuck! It's got a lot of shit in it.
Read them off.
It's got water, barley and wheat malts, mango, dragon fruit, black currant, hibiscus, ooh, butterfly, pea flowers, yeast, and stevia extract.
Butterfly?
Butterfly pea flowers.
Oh, okay.
It'd be cool if I had butterflies in it.
Ooh.
Satisfying.
There we go. All right. He's going to take the first sip here, ladies and gentlemen. Dragon fruit beer.
All right, here we go. Tastes like guys who wear short shorts.
Now,
it is pretty good though.
Would you? Is it fucking? Is it a little queer?
I actually fucking drink the shit out of this.
All right, pass it over. You fucking.
The first sip, I could taste like mostly the beer.
God,
that's
fucking.
The second sip, it was like no fucking beer.
That
taste.
Tastes like fucking like, or it smells like mango juice. Jesus Christ,
it's fucking good. We've only had good shit on this pod now.
I swear to God, I'd drink the fuck out of that. That is so good. Oh my God. Yeah, that's a fucking gay drink I would drink.
Oh yeah.
It almost tastes like a very much less shittier fucking seltzer. It does not taste like beer.
Or like a better Twisted Tea.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. It kind of tastes like a fucking flavored tea.
Yeah.
That's fucking good. I'm not going to lie. That is really fucking good.
I showed about 7 of these.
That's wonderful. Give me 7 of them right now.
Except I have no money left. Oh, you got to love that.
Oh, yeah. Fucking this day and age. Fucking. There's still no American fucking shit on the shelf.
Fucking Jack Daniels, man. Still missing.
Oh, my God. Jack Daniels was my shit.
Still shit.
It's fucking good.
Still the best.
Now, I had a signature drink that I would make with the Jack's honey. And that was fucking Drunkle's fucking honey and pepper. It was real fucking simple. Jack's honey whiskey and fucking Dr. Pecker.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, take all your fucking, your gimlets, your daiquiris, your fucking martinis, all your fucking shake and fucking cocktail bullshit. Take that, stick it up your fucking pussy. This shit, I'm telling you, fucking, you want to talk about God's fucking piss?
It's fucking good, man.
Oh,
and
fuck, it was great.
The simpler the better. Like, like these fucking losers that go to bars and they get, like, I don't know, like a cocktail to me is like, it's like getting a fucking dessert. Like, yeah, so once in a while.
Yeah.
Special occasion.
Oh, nice.
Not fucking.
Right in the mic.
Not something you get often. Fucking, I don't even know what they are. Because I don't fucking drink that shit.
No, because it fucking.
I drink a fucking meal in a can. That's what I fucking
drink. Oh, Guinness Supremacy.
You,
I got one in the fridge.
You know what my favorite drink is?
Anything?
Whatever's on sale. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. I don't think we've fucking delved in this. What is your favorite fucking cocktail?
I fucking have none. Like, I guess old fashioned. I don't know.
That's fair. I like the old fashioned. When it's made right.
Yeah, because I'm not calling a fucking rum and coke a cocktail.
No, God, no. It's a mixed drink.
Yeah.
Mixed drink. But yeah, no, fucking. The old fashioned's fucking beautiful. There's what's that? What's that one there at fucking Old Triangle? The Poggy Beach.
Oh no, the fucking actually, I know the best. It's the Irish Car Bomb.
That is very true. Fucking Jameson, Irish whiskey, Bailey's, and Guinness, the best beer, the only beer.
In Ireland, they call that just a typical Sunday.
But they're not mixing drinks. They're mixing sulfuric acid. They're
picking up scrap, yeah.
Yeah, they're picking up bricks off the ground.
And their little masks.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, at least nothing changes. At least Ireland's going to shit, too.
Speaking of masks, what's up with these fucking people wearing masks in their car? Driving around with a fucking mask on. Like, you love the smell of your own farts.
I'm telling you, wearing a mask in your car is like, it's like wearing a fucking condom in bed with nobody else home and hoping you're going to get some fucking tail. It doesn't fucking work. It doesn't fucking matter. People are fucking scared of the fresh air. Now, if you are like immunocompromised, sure, wear the fucking mask. You're not going to fucking get goddamn anything if you're sitting in your fucking car, you fucking retards.
In your fucking car.
In your fucking goddamn car. Who the fuck does this shit?
I mean, I've even seen people, like, running, like, going on a run with it. I don't...
Like...
Seems counterintuitive.
It's got to be, like, a kink thing at this point.
Humiliation thing. Yeah. Like, look at that guy.
Yeah,
fucking spit on him.
Kiss my feet for every COVID death we've had this year. I'm sorry. Okay, that's it.
Oh,
fuck, eh?
Whatever happened to spitballs, right?
Oh, man. You want to talk about fucking spitballs?
That was fucking something we left back in the day. We never
grade 8.
Back to.
Grade 8. I'll fucking tell you this one. Fucking grade 8. We had this fucking social studies teacher. I think it was social studies. I'm pretty sure it was. She had the fucking the big hair, right? I'm not going to say any names, but those who went to Stone Park Intermediate, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right.
But one of the boys, like, we didn't have the straws or anything. Like, we wouldn't fucking, oh, God, you're offering me more of this fucking brew? It's kind of sour. It's good.
Yep.
Pungent. Check. Yeah, we didn't have the straws or anything, so, like, we just chew the fucking shit up and we'd throw it at her. But by the end of it, her fucking hair, I'm telling you, her hair, like, the back of her head was, like, white. It was so bad. And this is the same classroom where we were lighting fireworks off in,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I, typical. Thank fuck, was not part of that.
Typical fucking rednecks, right?
Oh.
So all there was in that English class.
Yeah. And rednecks and fucking losers.
Yeah, the poorest white people as possible.
Oh, my God. That was fucking, that was me.
Every trailer park around.
Okay. We're exaggerating here. I'm not from a fucking trailer park.
I say you are. That, obviously, you're not the poorest white people they found. They ran out. That's why they could get you.
Thank God.
Although, there was that, and then there was the one Chinese kid there, too.
Oh.
There was all the poor white kids, and then there was the Chinese kid named Brian.
Oh,
or
Brian.
Or, like, Mark, or David.
You know what? That's
a very
that's,
simple name.
That's
or
one
Lewis.
Thing I don't fucking get. Like, you get, like, the fucking, like, the random Indian dude that comes in. My name is Canadian Preet Jaspreet Mangbeet Singh. Fuck you. But you get the fucking Chinese guys that comes in and say, oh, my name is Brian. My, so happy to meet you. It's like, buddy, your name ain't Brian. Who's your father? Oh, his name Charlie. It's like, well, back in 1947, they were all named Charlie, okay?
They're all Charlies.
They're all fucking Charlies.
They're all fucking Jackie Chan.
Jesus Christ. That's one, you know, that's one thing, fucking, you want to talk about fucking, like, the shift after we fucking left school was the diversity.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was all white when we went to high school.
Mostly,
I would say 95% of it was white. And, yeah. And another 3% was whitewashed, and the other 2% were the culturally diverse.
Yeah.
But now, holy fuck.
Well, I don't know if I brought this up before, but I've definitely brought it up off of the podcast. We need to, as a white race, we need to reclaim the Uyghurs. We need to reclaim that because we've lost that part of us.
The J-Rocks of the world?
I don't see many people with their pants sagging around their ankles wearing bandanas on top of caps on top of bandanas and speaking in a language no one can understand. I feel like we're losing
white
that.
Dudes. White dudes, mind you.
Yeah, oh
white
yeah.
Dudes.
Well, it has to be white dudes. That's what I mean. They're a dying breed, and I'm not. It's sad. I mean, it's like we gotta have something.
Hey, calling all J Rocks of the world. This is your time to
white
shine.
White people say we, or people say white people have no culture. Well, that's our culture.
Well, yeah, copying everybody else.
Exactly. Very poorly.
Oh yeah. You look at Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis got big as fuck by copying black dudes.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a one for the money,
that's
two
why
for the show.
So big.
She's 14, I'm going to go, well, don't you?
There's that fine line there.
Marry your cousin, Jerry Lee Lewis. Man. I don't know where to segue off of that.
He could have had anyone in the world.
Elvis? Oh, fuck yeah.
He fucking married a 14-year-old.
Yeah, like, what about, like, I don't get it. What the fuck is it when, like, musicians, for example... How many of these fucks from, like, 1970 are for fucking pedophiles?
Almost every one of them. Yeah.
Fucking, who's that dick? Jimmy Page, Robert Plant. That's two members of Led Zeppelin.
That's how you, like, it was like a club. That's how they knew you were cool. It was like, yeah, you fuck anyone. It was like, oh, he's got this 14-year-old. It's like, oh, well, this guy's clearly popular. He cleared the top of the top because they all were fucking like that.
It's like fucking Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, man.
You can't titty fuck a 14-year-old. Their tits are like avocados.
I had to wait for my girlfriend to get off of school.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, we previously stated, ladies and gentlemen, in the last episode that season 2 is more raunchy, more fucked up, more racist, and just more fucked all around. So
this
if you don't enjoy that, well, keep listening because it's going to get
worse.
Parents
drunkles down.
No. Yeah. Damn, son, where'd you find
this?
This
is what the kids are listening to these days.
This is what the motherfucking kids are listening to in the
that's
back.
That's what we need back.
In the back of your granny's whip. You know what I'm saying? You're what I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question real quick. What happened when all the real hip hop died? You know, like where's the J Rocks of the world? You know what I'm saying?
The J to the ROC.
Where's the real truth being spoken here?
What happened? Okay, what
in these gravel streets?
What happened? Like, because we knew a few of those people growing up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like the white dudes that wanted to act fucking black. Like, oh man. But I'm not going to say it was like the typical fucking Wigga.
Yeah.
It was like the, I can't describe it. It's like the redneck fucking Islander fucking, well, who's your father? I'm going to fucking tap a fucking nine in you, you fucking ass.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The like, fucking accent.
It was bad.
It was
like,
an identity crisis. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were like, yeah, I'm a rapper. I'm coming up in the streets, but they're wearing like fucking like slacks and they're wearing flannel.
Wearing
like
a fucking corduroy jacket,
yeah,
with a flannel,
like, okay,
under. You know what I mean?
Who the fuck are you fooling now?
Sandals.
The fucking sandals. The Jesus sandals.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Yeah, I miss that culture.
Yeah, we had a few of them, but they've died out, like I said.
They matured.
Yeah.
They finally found themselves. Or they're dead.
And now I think it's the Indians that are doing that now. I think they've taken that over.
Oh, yeah.
They're always blasting the rap music.
Oh, it's not rap music.
What is it? Yeah, but there's some rap. Don't they have like a fucking, don't they have like an idol there?
I don't fucking care.
Okay, fair
not
enough.
My fucking music. I don't
fair
I fucking
not,
hate that
this
shit.
This is not the Wikipedia channel.
No. We're not here to spread misinformation. We're here to spread fucking, well, you know.
Disinformation.
Disinformation.
False.
Fuck, man. But no, yeah, fucking, that music ain't my shit.
I
can't do it. I think there's that fucking one, the fucking song. Like that fucking,
isn't
the,
that like seven
Punjab MC or whatever his fucking name is. I fucking love blasting that shit at work. It's so fucking funny.
I said it's like a sea shanty.
Oh man, you want to talk about shanties? Fucking Stan Rogers, a Canadian fucking
legend.
Hero, a legend, a hero, and probably one of the best Canadians to ever fucking live. We talked about Gord Downie last time, but fucking Stan.
Yeah.
This, do you know how Stan died?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for everybody who doesn't know how Stan Rogers died, he died fucking saving people off of a burning fucking plane, and he died of smoke inhalation. He went in one last time, never came out. He was like complete fucking strangers. He was pulling off this fucking plane. That's nuts. Nobody'd do that nowadays.
He was singing while they were in his arms.
Yeah. I would take the Northwest Passage.
I would have taken
and then nothing.
Another plane. If I were you.
Take another plane over the Northumberland Strait.
I would take the train next time.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh my God. Fuck, that's funny.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Stan Rogers.
Mark Wahlberg was there.
If I
was on that plane, that wouldn't have happened. I would have said, fire, go away. I got some water.
Didn't he fucking do that for 9/11?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. He's like, if I was on that plane, those fucking Iraqis, I would have been like, hey guys, let's talk about this. I would have taken their guns. I would have broke them over my knee. I said, you're not doing this anymore. Go take your rag somewhere else.
Oh, my God. Did he actually say that?
No.
Okay.
Fuck no. But he was
paraphrasing.
He did take out that Vietnamese guy's eyes.
Yeah, he gouged out some fucking Vietnamese dude's eyes. That's fucked up. Marky Mark and the fuck bunch.
I said he owed me money.
Oh, my God. I fucking...
I said, I don't accept Vietnamese Don, buddy.
I hate Mark Wahlberg. That fucking guy can't act.
It's
the
so fucking
only
funny.
Fucking role I fucking like him in was Ted.
Yeah, well.
Well, my teddy bear's not for sale, little guy. I've had him for quite a while. Like, I was your age when I got him. Stand up straight when you talk to me. Why the fuck would he say that? That's the only good part of that fucking movie.
Is that the second one?
Nah, I think that was the first one.
Oh.
It might be the second one. I don't know. I haven't watched Ted in fucking 10 years. Huh?
It's all the same.
Oh, it's fucking slop garbage.
Slop.
It is fucking slop.
It is. It is absolutely fucking slop. There's no doubt about it.
Well, there's no, like, even still, you want to stay on the topic of movies, there's nothing good coming out.
Not
there
really.
Hasn't been anything good. Because, yeah, I want to go see fucking Jason Momoa and the fucking Minecraft movie with fucking Jack Black. Yeah, I want to go fucking watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
off. If I get a fucking lobotomy.
No, fuck that shit. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how people survive nowadays. Like, it's the same, excuse me, it's like Jesus the same Christ. Fucking thing with Netflix and all that.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Netflix, for A, raising your fucking price to like $20 just to have no ads. Having the worst fucking Netflix originals, like their original shit, the worst fucking pieces of media out there. Like, it's fucking bad.
That's awful.
And fuck you for not being able to fucking share your shit anymore. Like, you can only have one account per household.
Oh, yeah.
So, fuck you, Netflix. I'll stick with my fucking Prime Video. And Disney Plus. Fuck Disney Plus, too. They might have a lot of good shit on there, but my fuck, they're expensive.
Does anybody watch that shit anymore? They're just watching, like, porn with, like, Chinese viruses and it's installed.
So that's why my laptop's not working.
What do you mean? It's working fine. Everyone knows. Glory.
Glory to the CCCP. Yeah, fucking... Speaking of the CCCP, we're going to do a little segment we like to call...
Who's your daughter? The friggin' East Coast Update.
And that is the East Coast Update, ladies and gentlemen. So, why, you're asking yourself, why are we talking about the Chinese Communist Party with the East Coast Update? Like, what's going on there? Well, I'll tell you this. Last episode, we had mentioned that the convent of monks on Prince Edward Island bought up a bunch of land, and they fucking, you know, they stayed here for a while, and then more monks came in, and then more came in, and then more came in. It's like, okay, whatever. The residents up there didn't really like it, but hey, you know, whatever. Good on them. They have their own land. Fucking let them do what they want. Turns fucking out, allegedly, that they're laundering money for the Chinese Communist Party in fucking Canada. They're laundering their fucking money through religious means.
I thought we already brought this up.
We did, but this is the whole point of the East Coast Update. The fucking RCMP did an investigation that lasted a whole fucking 3 days, and they said, we didn't fucking find anything, so they're all innocent. It never happened. Go back to your regularly scheduled fucking Goya meals. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's fucking bullshit. You can agree with that, right?
I don't really care.
Why? You don't want fucking communists fucking laundering their cash in your back fucking yard?
What are they going to do? Monks, I only know they do two things. Either sit, they hum, or they set themselves on fire. That's all they do.
Like, what?
That's all I've seen.
Jesus Christ. Like,
there's that one famous guy, he burned himself. And then the others, they just, that's all they do.
Yo, yo,
my
yo,
fucking
yo.
Microwave makes the same noise.
I don't know. I think it's fucking bullshit. I think there's too much people involved in this fucking bullshit that the RCMP are going to say, hey, you know what? Maybe there is some fucking collusion with these other people. So they just say, sweep it back under the rug. We don't know anything. You don't know anything. So, what are you going to do? There are people protesting this shit. There was a protest downtown. A bunch of old white fucking people, but who gives a fuck? Well, people are finally standing up to this bullshit.
What's it called?
I don't know. Care. It was on PI Rant Rave, buddy.
Go keep them away.
Get them out. Keep them out. Fuck, man. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get people who sit idly back, like, watching their fucking country implode on them. I'm one of those fucking people because I can't fucking do anything. That's why we preach on the podcast, pal.
I'm called preaching, I'm like complaining.
Well, that too. Bitching and moaning. please, Prime Minister Carney, give me my money back. Stop taxing me 26% of my fucking paycheck, you fucking shyster. Fuck, I got that fuck Trudeau flag. Now I need to get a fuck Carney flag.
Yeah, it's a little outdated now.
I don't give a fuck. I do not care. I'll fuck them both. Well, that sounded a lot better in my head.
You could just get a fuck everyone flag and save a bit of money.
I do. It's, never mind. I don't know where I was going to go with that.
Well, you realize you have a genetic deformation. You were only born with two fingers. Just happens to be it's only your middle fingers. Because that's the only ones you use.
Yeah. I don't fucking need hands. All I need is my two middle fingers. When I die...
beat your dick.
When I... Jesus Christ. Not much dick there to beat. When I die, I want on my fucking headstone, I want either a picture of me or I want a statue of me giving fucking the double whammy, the two birds.
Who's going to pay for that now?
Home Depot. Yeah, no, that's what I want. Just so I can get the last fuck you on anybody.
I'm going to go get the building supplies.
It's a shame you took physics instead of fucking stonemasonry.
I know, right?
You'd be making money.
Yeah. Who needs money?
The government.
I need money.
The government needs money. That's why they Jew fucking 25% of my goddamn paycheck. Fuck you, government.
The fucking immigrants for the DoorDash.
Fuck you, DoorDash. Fuck you, government. You're responsible for taking all my shit.
Yep.
But you know what? At the end of the day, we're all going to die, so who gives a fuck? It's all futile anyway. So, you know what that means? If you're going to fucking die tomorrow, that means drink tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to do it. That sounds like a good time.
It's a great time. Spark a J, smoke a dart, fucking... drink your fucking little dragon fruit fucking mango fucking drink.
I will.
And live life, man. Yeah. Live fucking life because you don't know when it's you don't know what's gonna end.
So what's been going on? What have we been doing?
What have we been doing? What's going on? Nothing fucking much, really. Not a lot.
No.
Like there's nothing going on downtown.
No.
I don't know what this is. Like a year ago, it was fucking blasting, man. Like, this is like the great drought of 2025.
Was
Nothing's
it,
happening.
Was yeah. shit happening, or was it just, did it feel that way then?
Nah, there was a lot of shows going on.
I guess. Like, really not much.
No, fuck no. Well, let's take a delve into this since we're not, since we're not doing a podcast next week, but we'll do it the week after. So, upcoming, there's a show at John Brown's Halloween Night. Yeah. Who is playing? Do you know?
I don't know everybody. I just
off
know
the tip of your dick.
Yeah, well, you can only put maybe a letter on there. I know there's a Black Sabbath tribute band,
ooh,
Cherry Plaza.
Shit.
That's all I can think of. There are a couple more. Yeah.
Green Eyes playing?
No.
Ah, fuck. But that the Black Sabbath tribute, Nativity in Black. I'd go fucking see that.
As much as I don't like John Brown's, I hope there's people that come out because it's going to be a good night.
Oh, dude. What, have we decided on a costume yet?
No.
You got a week, pal.
I know.
You got to hurry the fuck up. But we have decided on one for Saturday.
Yeah. We're going to save it.
We're going to save it. For those of you who are on the close friends on my fucking Instagram, you already saw what we're fucking doing.
Shameless plug.
Well, we already make $400,000 a year, so
yeah,
we're from the Bronx.
Oh, fuck me! I forgot what I was gonna say. Dead air.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Dead air. But no, we went to fuck. restart.
It's
restart.
Making me look bad now.
we went to Spirit Halloween today. I really don't know any fucking place that doesn't have change for cash.
Yeah.
I paid for something there, and the manager was you have a change because it comes to like $27. You give me a 50 bill. It's like, no, it's your fucking job to have change.
Maybe they just wanted you
fuck.
To use card. That guy also, I must say, nobody's gonna get this reference, but he looked like Paul Bearer from fucking wrestling. He looked like Undertaker's fucking little guy, the exact same fucking mustache. And the exact same fucking face.
Oh,
it
dude,
was awesome.
But I'm telling you, I've never watched fucking wrestling.
You missed out, man.
Not really. I don't fancy Brock Lesnar shitting on some poor girl's head.
He wasn't the only one.
And fucking Vince McMahon. And like every other one of them.
You never saw the Indian Rock?
No.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? That's my favorite one.
Jesus Christ. No, I've never watched it. You know what? I might be fat, autistic, and have a neck beard.
Yes.
But I've never got in. Fuck you for agreeing. I've never got into wrestling. Thank God. I would have been the worst fucking type of person.
Yeah, because you would have obsessed over it.
Oh, my God, man. It would have been bad. It would have been really bad.
I gave up on it a long time ago, but yeah, it was fun, my lesson.
Yeah, then you find out it's fake, and then, you know, it's you look gay watching it. And yeah. Fucking,
well, at some
know.
Point, it's like, okay, I'm 14 and watching guys in spandex, you know.
And then you turned off fucking Pornhub, it's then you went and watched wrestling.
Yeah, you're going through puberty. Oh, I could be jerking off right now.
Oh, my God. So much for National Geographic. We're watching wrestling tonight. Fuck, eh? No, I never got wrestling. Like, watching people get hurt, funny as fuck. Watching people get hurt in a controlled environment, not as fun.
They do get hurt. That's the thing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Which
is,
that's something I don't... I mean, I guess it would be like, you know, you're getting paid, like, I don't know, let's say, crazy amount, but let's say half a mil.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Or even more. And it's like, okay, you're going to get the shit beaten out of you for that. But
you're getting paid. I'd do it.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
It's like, next week, you're going to win. But the week after... They might break your neck.
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck. I signed a waiver. That's all right.
Well, there's one, I see it on fucking Instagram. I follow them. It's like fucking, like superhuman wrestling or something like that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And like extreme. These fucking, what?
It's like extreme wrestling.
Oh my God. These people throw each other into like fucking like fluorescent light bulbs, yeah. Like beds of nails. Yeah. That's the shit I'd watch. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's fucking awful.
It's fucking horrendous. I love it. People getting hurt is funny.
It is. It's because it's not happening to you.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, you want to, like, dude, Instagram's a fucking cesspool for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could be fucking scrolling. It's like, yeah, okay. That's a cartel beheading video.
Yeah.
Nice. And then back to the, hey, look, a cute cat video. Hey, family of four died in a car crash. Hey, another cat video. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fucked.
It's just another day in Canada.
Well, it's another day every fucking where, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking. I don't know a lot about sports, but the Blue Jays are choking.
Yeah.
I hope Olivia Chow eats her fucking
words.
That's
gonna be the last time we talk about sports on this?
Yeah. I don't know anything about fucking sports.
I know absolutely nothing. I know they're called the Blue Jays.
Yeah, fucking. I can't wait to see Olivia Chow's.
I don't know who they're playing. I don't know when
the LA,
they're playing. I don't
the
know
Dodgers,
who,
I think.
Playing, but...
The Dodgers.
Dodgers.
I don't care. I've never been a fucking sports guy.
Yeah, I know.
How could you tell? Was it the weight or the neck beard?
A little bit of both.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
No, I fucking... The only thing I know is I cheer for the Habs. If you don't like the Habs, well, you like the Leafs, and that means you like boys.
But, I mean, you could just not like either.
Yeah, well... I got to pick a winning side, and the Habs is not the winning
side.
Yeah,
you picked the wrong one. I'm not a bandwagon because I have no team. I don't give a shit.
Well, I don't know where to go with that. You play some sports, fatty.
No.
Fucking run a mile, fat boy. Fatty, fatty, no parents. Oh, God. And... After this episode, it'll be the last one because he's going to stab me in the neck.
Yeah, or I'll just become a monk. Shave my head.
Hey, you can launder my fucking Chinese money.
Yeah. I just want to do it for the legal cigarettes they smoke. I assume they smoke.
Oh,
maybe they
dude,
don't.
Them fucking Chinese cigarettes are good.
They're good.
They are fucking good. You want to talk about fucking cigarettes. What's your fucking tobacco choice? What would you smoke? Cigar, pipe, fucking what?
Used to be cigar. I'd say pipe now.
Oh, fuck yeah. You used to smoke the old dirty Century Sams.
Oh, yeah, the big ones.
Oh, my God. Them things were fucking disgusting. They were like backwards are bad, but these are fucking, these are almost worse.
Fucking 10 times as big.
Oh, my God. But you know what? Backwards fucking stink.
They're great.
No, they're far from great.
Wonderful.
Fuck, man. I got the old Gandalf pipe.
Yeah.
I got at least half a pound of tobacco up there still. It's fucking beautiful.
Rations.
Fucking right. I could fucking roll my own fucking cigars if I wanted to. But I wouldn't sell them because that would be illegal.
It's not selling them. It's just giving them and they give you money.
Exactly.
It's a gift.
It's a gift that they reciprocate for in time.
Yep. it's like it's your birthday, except you have to give them stuff too.
Exactly. It's fucking... If the cops pull you over in your house, how's that open liquor? If you're living in your car, how's that open liquor?
It's true. It's a good point. If you live in your car and they pull you over, that's not open liquor.
Yeah. People who drink and drive piss me off, though.
Yeah.
You're
supposed to drink first.
Yeah.
And drive.
Drink at stoplights. Okay? You put the car in park, then drink.
Yeah.
Then you fucking drink. Because if liquor stores, like, why would liquor stores refrigerate their fucking shit if they didn't want you to drink it right away?
It's true.
It's fucking very true. Fuck.
I don't drink and drive because... I guess I... Well, you don't have a car either, so
no,
it's kind of
I can't drive. I can't see.
Drink and walk, maybe.
I drink and bike.
Drink and bike.
Can you get a Dewey on a bike?
I don't think so.
Fuck. I know you can get a Dewey on those fucking scooters. Those electric scooters.
So fucking dumb.
It is dumb. You gotta wear the fucking lice-infested helmet. And you can't have a fucking drink. The cops pull you over.
They'll just go in the lake anyways.
You gotta charge the eels.
Belong. Yeah.
Charge the electric eels, boy.
Like... It used to be fun, but they had to suck the fun out of it. There's a couple fun suckers around.
Fun
and
sucker.
They had to fucking suck the fun out of it.
Fuck you, fun suckers.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, it's better to be... You know what? It's better to be a fun sucker than a sun fucker.
Yeah.
It took a lot in me to not fuck that up.
Fucking your son.
Don't say doing your wife. Don't say doing your wife. Don't say doing your wife. Doing your son?
That Kent Street, though, is awful.
Kent Street, why?
Stretch. Oh, because it's got the shitty bars.
Yeah. I do have to try that Lone Oak place, though.
So. Yeah, I mean mostly. You know what I'm talking about. The end of Kent Street.
Yeah, the Factory, Hunters, and Beer Garden. Fuck you.
I don't mind Hunters too much, but Factory sucks.
Oh, dude. You know what? That's one place I'll never go for food.
That's the fucking... I don't fucking know. I was going to make a stupid joke.
Gropers are us?
Yeah, something similar. You know, the gang grope.
The gang grope? The velvet under grope. Fuck.
The velvet under boob.
Nice. Yeah, no, I haven't been in the Factory in years, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
I fucking don't like the Factory. The reason
you can't go in is because they don't have handicap accessible.
That's fair. That's fair. They don't allow fucktards like me in there. But no, fucking... Fuck you, handicap accessible. That cock smoker in the fucking wheelchair can fucking go downstairs. And they'll carry his ass down.
Carry him like it's a fucking mosh pit.
Dude, I don't get that. You want to fucking talk about a fire hazard. That fucking guy, if there's a fire ever breaks out down there, that guy's the first to die.
He's crawling. And he's probably getting out of there faster.
Probably. But he's going to get trampled.
Like a worm through the dirt. Crawl.
Worm. No, the last time I was at the Beer Garden was last Halloween.
Yeah.
Fucking Trump, man. We'll never beat that.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know if we talked about our last year costumes.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, did we?
Oh, yeah. But we'll bring it up again because it's been long enough. We obviously we did Trump Biden last year.
Yeah.
And it was fucking.
It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
It's
we,
funny.
Like, it was so good. We must have got like 100 pictures with people.
It was funny, though, because a lot of people, like, we went to the Beer Garden, and a lot of people started kicking the shit out of me, and I had to think, is it because they know it's me, or because they think I'm Biden? I could not figure it out, but, because there was one guy there who was, like, grabbing my fucking collar and my tie, and he's like, fuck you, fuck this, fuck that, and I was, like, 1 second away from, like, okay, if this guy doesn't stop, I'm gonna have to do something, and then he stops, looks around, he looks at me, goes, by the way, sick costume, man, and then walks off, and I was like, alright, so I was just your fucking punching bag for a night. It's like, okay. I guess it's better than going home and beating your girlfriend.
beat on me so you don't beat on a woman.
Exactly. Well, you, it's similar.
Well, speaking of fucking Halloween, we were in Halloween Central today. And
you said that.
Well, no, I said we were in Spirit Halloween. But we went to Halloween Central also looking for a fucking wig for my costume. I'm doing Meatloaf. The singer, not the food, because I might be fat, but yeah. Anyway, point I'm trying to get at here is we went to Halloween Central, and this guy comes out of his car and goes, boys, how you doing? Fucking, I don't know if you remember me, but I was just at fucking Spirit Halloween with you. It's fucking, I'm looking for this, that, and the other thing. I said, oh, right on, pal. This guy went on like a half an hour fucking tirade about his Jason costume. I fucking love it when people stop and fucking talk about like their hyperfixation. Like, I don't care if I know you. I don't care if I don't know you. The best fucking conversations you'll have are with people you don't know. Some random dick at a bar. So this guy we fucking had today, like...
I don't agree at all.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think the best conversations are with strangers.
Oh, fucking 100%. 100%. I agree. Well, no, I don't agree. Sorry.
That, like they say, you know, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. Doesn't really work when they assault you.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, like, if you see a fucking guy at a bar, like, sitting alone, say hello to him. Don't fucking beat him.
Mug him.
Just fucking go say hello to him, because it might be one of the best conversations you ever have. You never know.
Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of fucks at a bar.
But don't go up to women.
No. You'll be a creep.
Stink.
You'll be a creep. I also can't talk to women, so that, you know.
I like to go, and then walk away.
Yeah. So you come here often? I like weather, too. Yeah, no. Fuck that. But no, yeah, like, fucking, we need more of that shit. Like, interact with your local douchebag.
Yeah.
You see some guy walking around, hey, I fucking like your shoes. Hey, I like your fucking hat. They'll tell you to fuck off, but you know what? Worth a shot.
I guess if it makes you feel better.
I'm a personable person, so that kind
really,
of shit.
This is news to me.
Well, I am a fucking introvert, but once I start talking to people, man, I hate my life even more.
Be like, look at this guy. He's wearing shoes. What a fucking loser.
Look at this guy. He's wearing jeans.
This fucking idiot's wearing shorts. Fucking shorts wearer.
Shorts McGee. I am Sneakers O'Toole.
What do you have? No pants? Couldn't fucking wear pants today?
Well, that's another thing. Fucking in repeats? Fuck, man. I don't know how people buy used shoes. I can't do it.
I don't know how people buy used underwear.
Oh, my God. I never fucking think of that. Like, thrift stores sell that shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking nasty.
I mean, I guess.
Who's worse? Who's fucking worse? The thrift store for selling it or you for thrifting it?
Oh, you. I thought you were going to say you for donating.
Well, that's what I meant.
That's also bad.
You for fucking donating it. Like, it's fucking bad.
We'll just throw that shit out.
Yeah, but some people don't.
You think buying used shoes. What are we buying used socks?
Oh, my God. No fucking shot. They don't sell socks there, do they?
Socks, underwear.
Oh, my God.
Bonds, D-strings, birthday.
Oh.
I'm surprised they don't sell fucking birthday suits.
I'm
surprised. People. It's dead skin.
I'm surprised they don't sell hijabs. Yeah,
well,
that's...
Those get turned into rugs.
Iqbal. Iqbal. No. Yeah, Value Village is bad for that.
Yeah.
Like, they will fucking sell anything. Anything. And they'll fucking tax you on it. Fuck you, Value Village.
No.
The only thing... I need to go in there more. Look, I need to find some fucking golf clubs.
Yeah.
I need to find some fucking golf clubs. Because I don't know if we mentioned it last time, but I went golfing for the fucking first time. You took me. Where'd we go?
Strathgarden.
Strathgarden. Great. It was great fucking... It was a good time. It was fun as fuck.
Yeah.
For a fat fuck like me, I was ready to fucking pack it up by hole two.
Oh, that sounds hot.
That sounded better in my head. But, yeah, it's fucking fun.
Oh,
we
had a couple strokes.
Well, and not the ones that paralyze your fucking body.
No, the kind that gets you off.
That's disgusting. Beautiful spot, though.
Yep.
Nice for beginners. I'd fucking go back there. Is there any other fucking golf courses you've been to?
Yeah, but they're fucking snobby. They don't like my kind.
Yeah, poor. Poor ass.
Yeah, they don't like old...
Broke ass.
Broke ass McEwen. They don't like that too much.
Fuck. Well, broke ass.
They look at me and they go, shouldn't you be begging for fucking potatoes or something?
Shouldn't you be coming out the fucking Mayflower, you fucking Mick? Jesus Christ. Speaking of coming off Mayflower, I don't know where I'm going with this. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Album of the Week.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen, the Album of the Week. Now, in honor of Ace Frehley's passing, we are going to do the Kiss debut album. Now... The album's only 35 minutes long, but it's got some fucking bangers on it. Every fucking song sounds the goddamn same, but They're
good. You weren't gonna bring that up. I was.
It's good fucking music. I think the best track off that's the last one, Black Diamond. It's a fucking. It's a great fucking riff.
I'm not a fan.
Really?
I like that song, but I'm not a fan of the album. I don't fucking get it. I don't get why people like this shit.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
I liked four songs, but I wouldn't even go like they were okay.
That's fair.
I liked Cold Gin. I liked Love Theme. I liked Black Diamond. I like 100,000 Years.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
Also, there's a song on there that is about anal, which is awesome. Because there's not a lot of anal songs. There's plenty of vaginal songs, there's plenty of blowjob songs,
oh my God.
But there's not a lot of anal songs.
Oh, my God. You know what? Fucking,
these,
you want to talk about blowjob songs? Fucking Taylor Swift sings about 1,000 fucking songs about being broken up with and how men are terrible. She doesn't sing one fucking song about giving a good
one
goddamn blowjob.
Giving a good blowjob, making a good sandwich. It's just, it's fucking science.
Oh, my God.
But how this generation's going, all the songs are going to be about fucking foot jobs and...
That was almost
jobs.
A spit take.
That's
fucking
T days.
Almost went fucking everywhere. That one caught me off guard.
That's all it's gonna be now.
Oh dear, almighty.
Well, it's changed, right? I mean, would you rather have a song about a foot job or a song about how much you love that 16-year-old girl you're with?
Why are we talking about either of this?
Because that's what they used to make back in the day.
Well, that's true. You want to fucking. You know what? That's one thing. We're straying off the path here.
We'll get back.
You want it? Well, you know what? Speaking of fucking 14-year-olds, like Kiss, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, well, that's how he gets his youth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's sucking the blood out of a 14-year-old girl. Disgusting. But yeah, no, if you had to rate that album out of 10, what would it be?
I don't fucking know. I give it 4 or 5.
Oh, really? Fuck, man. I'd give it like a 7.
Oh, God.
No. Now, see, I like Kiss, but I like old Kiss. Right. Their new shit is fucking terrible. I mean, that is with, like, any other fucking band, right? Like, look at Rush.
It wasn't, like, I'll be honest, it wasn't terrible. It's just, I cannot distinguish one song from the other.
No.
Which is
oh, no, I get that.
Just a thing.
But, I mean, like, that's the only fucking album that I'll say... Okay, that's the only album I'll say that has like repetitive songs like that I actually like. Every AC/DC album I fucking hate because it all sounds fucking same.
I think my favorite was Angus Young said, he's like, the critics say we made 8 shitty albums that sound the same. Actually, no, we made 9 shitty albums that sound the same.
Well, you know, he's right.
He is right.
He is fucking right. But, you know, fucking, what are you going to do? They have money and I don't.
It's true.
That's, you know what,
they don't
thing.
Spend it on cool things like we do.
No, like beer.
Yeah.
And beer.
Like beer, like.
Beer.
Yeah. That's, I'm trying to think of something else.
Beer.
Shitty clothes.
Beer, shitty clothes, beer. Fuck, man. Well, I think we're going to wind her down, pal. We're almost at an hour here.
Hold on, we got a couple more in us.
Do we? A couple more beer.
I gotta at least finish this first.
Oh yeah, finish that fucking dragon fruit, motherfucker.
I'm getting there. Oh, it's making its way through me now.
Oh yeah, you're feeling it, eh?
No, that means I have to piss soon.
Fuck. We will wind her down though, but we'll do a slow wind down. So Halloween is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Sportsmans.
Yep.
October 31st. Get the fuck out there.
Any occasion you go there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Not just in.
Oh, fuck
just
yeah.
Today.
You want to see Drunkle fucking dressed up as Meatloaf? Fucking go there. Fucking, it's going to be a great time, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be
You
want to
not get groped? You go to Sportsman's.
Exactly. You want to pay $4.50 for a moose fucking green? You go to Sportsman's.
You
want to
piss in a bucket? You go to Sportsman's.
You go to fucking Sportsman's. You want to watch Roscoe clear out, oh my God, the pool table with a shit snake? You go to Sportsman's.
Do you want to see a human cigarette behind the bar? You go to sports.
Oh, my God. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Well, am I wrong?
A human cigarette, eh?
Just like your old mom used to smoke.
What, penis?
Smoking poles. Long John poles.
You know what? You might be fucking hard down in your life. But at least you didn't end up like your fucking mother.
That's true.
Blonde.
Well, at least she's making money.
More than you.
That's true. But I still have my voice box.
Can I have a dart? Can I have a dart?
You were much better.
What?
Like, you were much better.
Oh, I'm the best. I want to get a tracheotomy so I can smoke two darts at once.
I wouldn't be so fucking narcissistic if I just wasn't better than everyone else.
That's fucking true. That is true. Halloween. It's going to be a good time.
Yep.
Fucking come out. Fucking get drunk. Fucking come out. It's your one time a year to show off who you really fucking are. So, like, dress up as a Nazi.
Bad mistakes make good memories. Yeah. Dress
up
as a Nazi.
You're fucking... yeah. Dress up as, like, the worst fucking thing you possibly can. And by worst thing you possibly can, I mean just go as yourself.
Dress up as a ghost.
Dress up as a ghost. You were thinking of going as fucking doing Dangerfield, eh?
I was, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Fuck.
Just because it's too... I don't have the right shit for it. And if I looked at it, it's very fucking expensive.
Oh, really? Fuck, why?
Well, I don't know. Like, he's like a specific outfit that's like... The one I'm thinking of, anyways. Where it's like custom made.
Oh, fuck.
So.
If you get an overcoat, you can do Sam Kinison. You just minus the pounds of coke.
I got the pounds, though.
You know, you should do Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Oh, my God. That was going to be my second choice, but I didn't do Meatloaf.
Really?
I was going to go as Uncle Buck, but the fuck it would have been way too hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Way too fucking hot.
It's a hot one up there.
It is. There's no AC in Spa.
I remember last time we had a good time, because we went there two nights. We went both nights.
Mm-hmm.
There was a show that other night. That was fucking awesome.
Well, it was fun because we went to Trump the first night, and I was getting groped by like every cougar there, and it wasn't the good ones.
Yeah.
It wasn't the good guys. It was real bad. But the second night we did Drunkle Ross and Drunkle's Bodyguard.
Yeah,
I'm not like it was very low effort, but it was fucking beautiful.
We've done that a few years now.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck.
Is either that or the Trail Park Boys? If push comes to shove, I'll just go as fucking J-Rock. So I'm bring them back. This is coming.
There you go. Full circle.
I told you we got to keep going. This is full circle.
Fucking full circle, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm bringing it back.
You know, I would honestly pay to see you go as J-Rock. I would fuck. If you get, like, wear the fucking, like, the golf visor upside down.
Yeah.
Get the cane.
The bandana and the
fucking, man.
The shades that are too small for me. I got to get the pimp cane.
I would fucking pay to see that. you should fucking do J-Rock.
Maybe I have to.
Oh, my God. The last few years you went as Jim Leahy. I think this year you're going as J-Rock.
Yeah, literally no fucking difference for me. Drunk bastard.
Oh, man. That would be... You know what? There was a fucking... I don't know if we mentioned this last time. There's a fucking a motorcycle with a sidecar.
Oh, my God.
That was fucking for sale. If we had got that, it would have been fucking... Leahy and Randy.
Oh my fucking God. I don't even like even fuck that even. I just wanted it. But I would that would have made it. I think I don't know. I feel like this year we have to do the Christmas special. We've been talking about that for a few years.
What do you mean?
Dress up as fucking them and do the fucking the Christmas special.
Oh yeah, fucking get the
falling into the fridge.
Yeah, anybody who hasn't watched the Trailer Park Boys Christmas special, Jim Leahy fucking, like, bodies himself into a fucking fridge. It's one of the funniest things I've ever fucking seen. We might recreate that just for Drunkle's Den.
We might have to.
We might have to. It's fucking, it's too good not to fucking do. Oh, God. Oh, we've committed to it. Now we gotta do it. Fuck.
What was the fucking one where you always have the paper bag on? Or not the plastic bag, I mean.
That was the same one.
Liquor claws, yeah.
Yeah, liquor claws.
Yeah.
I'd fucking do that every year.
Yeah.
I'd dig out the one fucking plastic bag that's left in Prince Edward Island.
Yeah.
Fuck,
man. Go for a lot of money.
Oh, fuck yeah, they do.
Well, this is what these fucking turtles, man. Is it my fucking fault turtles don't eat... Holy fuck.
They
don't know how to use a plastic fucking bag. Like, how else am I supposed to hold shit? What do you mean use one of those paper bags that falls apart? Same with these paper straws. Oh.
Ah, they're fucking disgusting.
I just fucking... I hate it. I hate change. I hate that shit.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm pretty sure the glue in it's toxic, too.
What has the sea turtles done for us?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Save the turtles. Fuck the goddamn turtles. Save us. Yeah. Save yourself.
Save my coffee in the morning when the shit melts in it.
Yeah, it's fucking... It's it's pretty bad. Like, you can't have a fucking paper straw in that motherfucker for more than 10 minutes.
No.
And it just fucking dissolves.
Soggy
it's
shit.
Fucking bad. Ugh. Well, paper straws and Halloween. Good episode.
Go together like shit and strawberry shortcake.
Shit and strawberry shortcake don't mix, do they, Rand?
No, they don't.
They fucking do not. So, if you take anything out of this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, be it this. Fucking get drunk on Halloween. Fucking, when you're giving out candy to kids, huck a few fucking caramels at them.
Include a couple cigarettes, too.
Yeah. Give them fucking, yeah.
Zins, I got it. I boycotted Zins. There's Zonix, where the fuck they're. Go back to smoking cigarettes. Whatever happened, like, people think they're so cool now because they got their fucking their Zonix or whatever the fuck. It's like, just go back to cigarettes, man.
I fucking agree.
Nobody likes you.
I take my cancer acoustic, not electric. That's why I stopped vaping.
Oh, wow.
Fuck. I'll take the pipe any day.
Yeah. Vaping's the fucking worst.
Vaping's bad.
Sucking on those fucking pacifiers.
Oh, fuck yeah. You want to talk about a fad? It was those stealth fucking things.
Or the fucking the one before that, the box mods.
It's oh, like my God.
The fucking massive box.
Hey, Meemaw was vaping before it was fucking cool. Shout out to fucking Meemaw.
True, shout out.
Yeah, she was vaping before it was fucking cool. Like 15 years ago.
I was also probably the... I think I was gay before it was cool, too.
Excuse me?
Well, I just remember in middle school, I must have been the first kid to be called gay.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
You sure?
At least in middle school.
Why is that?
Elementary school, I don't know.
No. In elementary school, you were fucking gay in elementary school because you fainted.
Oh, that's
in
true.
Sex
that's,
ed.
That's true. I was the first one, but it was elementary school, not in middle school.
Yeah, he saw a picture of a vag. And he goes, I'm not feeling so well.
Yeah, I started getting lightheaded, and I was like, I'm getting out of here. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I gotta go.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
And then so I started walking, and then I'm like going to the fucking. I guess I was going outside.
No, you're going downstairs.
Yeah, but I guess I was going outside because the door was right there.
Yeah.
And then I got down the stairs, the last step. Fucking fell, passed out. And I woke up to fucking...
One of the boys.
Some guy walking me around. No, it was a guidance counselor.
Oh, really? That's fucking funny.
Oh, yeah. It was fucking awesome.
Oh, my God. Almost forgot about that.
Yeah. So it's funny when people come up to me... Because we had one there a while ago where we were hanging out at the bars one time, and a guy came up to me. He's like, "Hey, you doing, Keith?" He's like, "You know, like he had seen me a couple times before this, but like he randomly brought. He's like, "I always thought you were gay." And I was like, "Oh yeah." I was like, "Okay, can't say I get that often. Why is that?" He goes, "Well, because you saw a pussy and you fainted." I was like, "Well, fuck. I mean, you know what? It was fair enough."
Fuck.
You got me there, sailor.
You got me, sailor.
You ought to know, sweetie.
Fuck. Ugh. Well, it's been fun.
It's been something.
It's been something. It's been real and it's been fun. But has it been real fun?
It's been real shit.
Real shite.
This is real shit we're speaking. We speaking real shit up in these streets. Okay?
Yeah, give me, if you're going as J-Rock, give me your best J-Rock impression.
I'm not even speaking J-Rock, man. You don't understand. When a brother's got to speak, a brother's going to speak. All right?
Sound like Malcolm X.
We go. I had a dream where I went to bed and I went home. I fucked this hot chick, but when I woke up, there was a fat woman in my bed. Now, there's two things that could have happened. Either I thought she was skinny,
bitch,
but she was a whale, or someone came in my bedroom, snuck this chick out, and they put a big one in there.
Preach, brother.
A big sister.
Preach, brother. Now, I think you kind of strayed away from the J-Rock impression there.
Well, like I was saying, when a brother's got to speak, brother's got to speak, you know.
That beer's hit?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. I don't know. J-Rock?
I'm going to have to go to my local trailer park to see what they're up to.
God. Do you got any closing remarks there, J-Rock?
Closing remarks. Halloween soon. After that, the Great Recession hits. It's been fun knowing you guys. If the aliens take over... fuck them.
Okay, fair enough.
That's all.
Fair enough.
I was gonna make a racial joke, but I couldn't think of one.
You know, I would, my closing remarks is, keep it black, motherfuckers.
Stay black.
Stay black.
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack. Well.
Because big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
That's great. Jesus Christ. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drunkle's Den. I'm Drunkle Ross. That's Chief Keefe.
Good night, pussy slayers.
Good night, motherfuckers.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.